Good evening. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. Thank you all for coming. Tonight we begin, number one, by dedicating the Sheer L'Zecher U'L'Ilui Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We thank our sponsor, and we wish that in the merit of this learning, this holy Neshama should have an Aliyah and Lichtir Gan Eden. And tonight we have another very special sponsorship. Tonight, the Shir is dedicated in honor of the birthday of Reb Aryeh Perlman. Certainly, many of you know who listen that Reb Aryeh Perlman is the founder, together with Jake Weinman and some of our other very distinguished members, Morty Plotzker and Eli Neumann, founders of SheerEnjoyment.com. But tonight we are dedicating the Shir in honor of Reb Aryeh Perlman, who is very involved in assuring that SheerEnjoyment.com continues to run smoothly and successfully and is a true pillar in Klal Yisrael for his tireless devotion and participation in this wonderful program. Thank you very much, and may we all rejoice in your celebration. The birthday is a very special moment. It is a time of a special intensity of one's mazel, one's koach, power to succeed, and may this day bring you and your family much success in all of your endeavors, and merit to see bracha, nachas, and especially merit arichas, yomim, v'shanim, with good health, and as we say, kol milei d'neitav, all of the good things, mazel tov. Today is Monday, as you all are aware, and two days from now, will be Wednesday, and Wednesday is Rosh Chodesh Av. Tomorrow night begins the fifth month of the year, Lagul Chodesh Nisan, and you know we have four fast days that are mentioned in the Zim, Zechariah, the Tzoyim Harvi, the Tzem HaChamishi, the Tzem HaShvi, the Tzem HaAsiri, which we know as Shavuos B'Tammuz, the fourth month, the fifth month is Tisha B'Av, the seventh month is Tzem Gedalia, and the tenth month is Asara B'Teves. The four very critical days in the cycle of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we're now rapidly approaching Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av, to a very large degree, begins on Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Av is the month when many of the halachas, the intensity of the laws of Avelus of Yerushalayim begin, because it was in this month that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, both the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Chodesh ordinarily is a very happy time. And it is. It's a Yom Tov. It's a minor holiday. It's a time of festivity. But Rosh Chodesh Av is an exception. An exception of one because it's Chodesh Av. But there's another very tragic event that took place in Chodesh Av that is recorded in the Torah. And that is the Petira of Aharon. Aharon HaKohen passed away on Rosh Chodesh Av. It's the Farish in the Pasuk. It's in Parashas Chukas tells us about the Petira of Aaron. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron b'hor ha'hor al gvul eretz edom lemor ye'osef Aharon el amav. Aharon shall be ingathered to his people. He will not come into Eretz Yisrael. And Pesukim describe exactly, there's a lot of very interesting midrashim, exactly how this played out. And in last week's parasha tells us that Aaron died in the fifth month, on the first day of the month. Aaron's Petira very much relates to the events of Tisha B'Av and what Chodesh Av is all about. Let's just give some examples. Right off the bat, we know that Aaron was a person who was Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom. He loved peace and he pursued it. He was an active seeker of peace. There are many people today that are very would prefer there be peace in this world. But what do they do about it? It's very hard. Most of us don't have any opportunity, don't have any power, clout, ability to go about bringing peace. It's hard enough to bring peace to ourselves, our family, our neighbors, to bring peace to the world. Aaron was an Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom. He pursued peace. He went out to seek, to see where he could make improvements. In fact, Chazal tell us that the Medrash that says that he saved at least 80,000 marriages. It's a little bit hard to Midrashim. You have to have emunah in the Midrashim. We have to also understand what it means in the right context. Chazal say that many people came to Aaron. They had issues. Ish v'ishtoi, husband, wife, shalom bayis. And Aaron spoke to them. He had unique techniques in bringing husband and wife back together in different situations. And when the husband and wife did get back together, they united in such a way where they had a child. And they named, the Medrash says, they named their child that they had after Aaron brought them back together. They called their child Aaron in honor of Aaron HaKohen, who brought them back together. He was the peacemaker. He was the Shalom Bayis counselor. And when Aaron HaKohen passed away, there's a Medrash that says 80,000 young men whose names were Aaron escorted his coffin to its final resting place, because these 80,000 men who had the name Aaron, who were named after him, were products of the shalom that Aaron made between their parents and enabled, directly caused that they were born. That itself is a very powerful lesson when it comes to the 9 days, Chodesh Av. As Chazal tell us, the reason why the Bayis Sheni was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was because of Sinas Chena, hatred that is uncalled for. There are many translations for that term. What exactly that means is not for now, but we all know that the Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of the Zohar Gilui Arayos Shechastamim, the nature of the Averos, idolatry, adultery, and murder. But the Bayis Sheni was not destroyed because of any specific Averos. It was destroyed because of just a lack of peace. A hatred for no good reason. Aaron's essence was Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom. It's a rule in life, fortunate reality, that we don't appreciate something until it's taken away from us. That's just how it is. As much as we try to appreciate what we have and we dwell upon it, we can't ignore the reality is that when we lose something, the pain of the loss awakens within us an awareness of what we had. Rosh Chodesh Av is the time when Aaron HaKohen is no longer. And that pain, that reality of his patira, reoccurs every year on Rosh Chodesh Av. And it awakens in us an awareness of, wow, look what we lost. Look what we had. We had the blessing of peace. Shalom. We had the real bracha. We had Oyev Shalom. We had an example of a person in this world that was Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom. And it's by design, Aaron HaKohen died precisely on the first day of Adar. It's a wake-up call. But if we want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, we need to bring back Aaron. We need to dwell upon the Mida, the character trait of Oyev Shalom, V'Roidev Shalom. As another example, if we go back to Parashas Chukas, and we learned about the Petir of Aaron. Aaron, when he passed away, the Jewish people lost one of the three major gifts that Hashem miraculously provided the Jewish people in their journey throughout the desert for 40 years. And what are we referring to? The Ananei HaKavod. We know that in the desert we had three gifts. We had the Mon, we had the Ananei HaKavod, the clouds of glory which protected us from the elements, and we had the Be'er, the water. Chazal tell us the Mon was given to us in the merit of Moshe. The Ananei HaKavod was given to us in the merit of Aaron. And the Mayim, the Be'er, the well, which we drank from, quenched our thirst for 40 years, was given to us in the merit of Miriam. Pasuk tells us in Parshas Chukas about Aaron's passing. Vayiru kol ha'edo ki gava Aharon, the entire assembly became aware. They saw that Aaron has perished. Vayivku es Aaron shloshim yom kol beis Yisrael, the entire Jewish people, they mourned his death. When Aaron passed away, Chazal say, the Anani HaKovod disappeared. It's gone. There was no longer shelter for the Jewish people. The Jewish people were exposed to the outside world. And that's why the very next pasuk in Parshas Chukas begins a new parak. Vayishma HaKenani, Melech Arod, the king of Canaan, the Kenani, the king of Arod, Yoyoshev HaNegev, Kibo Yisrael Derech HaSorin, they saw that the Jewish people were passing through the south, and where HaSorin either means the south, or it means through the Derech HaTayor HaGodol HaNoisim Lifnehem, path, a certain unique path. Vayelochem b'Yisrael, the Kenani, they went to war against the Jewish people. And they were successful in capturing a slave. Vayishp mimenu shevi. Rashi says they took from the Jewish people a captive. When the Jewish people went to war and other events, they had captured certain assets, including slaves, and Melech Arod succeeded in capturing one prisoner of war. And the next pasuk says, Vayidar Yisrael neder laHashem vayomar, the Jewish people, they took a vow to Hashem, saying, Im nasan titein esam azed biyodi, if you will deliver this nation in our hands, in my hands, vehacharamti es orehem, and you will destroy this, then vehacharamti es orehem, we will reciprocate. We will reciprocate and obliterate this nation who is a source of evil in this world. And in the pasuk says, Vayishma, Yis Hashem called Yisrael, Vayitim Sakan, Hashem delivered the Kenani in their hands, and the Jewish people were true to the word, Vayacharem, Esend, Yis Arehem, Vayikoshe, Makoim, Chorma. Okay, what's going on over here? So I have a friend, a very distinguished scholar, his name is Rabbi Yeshaya Lenchitz. And he told me the following idea. I'll share with you his idea. Aaron HaKohen, it was in his merit, it was shelter. When the Jewish people no longer had that shelter because of his passing, they needed to recreate the shelter. Chazal tell us that when a person is in danger, he should make vows. He should take upon himself different pledges to Hashem. Make a deal, so to speak, with Hashem. Yaakov Avinu, when he was in danger, when he was running away from Esav, Yaakov Avinu vayido Yaakov neder lemor. Rashi, there on that pasuk, tells us, from here we learn, noidrin be'es tzara. When a person is in danger, it is correct to take a vow, to declare Hashem, if you will help me, I pledge to learn every single day, to learn a certain amount, to learn a Mishnah, to learn a Daf Gemara, to spend a certain amount of time learning. I pledge to give a certain amount of tzedakah. I pledge to daven with more kavana. When a person is in a situation of danger, it is proper for a person to take upon himself a commitment with a vow. Hashem, help me. If you will help me, I will commit myself to become a better person, to do something for the Jewish people, to do something for myself and my family. The word neder, the root of the word neder is the word dalid resh, dor. Dor means to live, a dwelling. Aaron HaKohen, in his merit, the Jewish people had shelter. They were anane hakovod, which provided shelter, protection. What is a home? A home is a shelter. The peace, the nature of shalom, of peace, of Aaron HaKohen, provided a protective dome of shelter for the Jewish people. When that shelter no longer was there because of his merit was no longer with us, the Jewish people had to create a new shelter. The way one creates a new shelter is he uplifts himself with a commitment to serve Hashem better. And that is done via taking a vow. And the word that is used for a vow is a neder, which comes from the word a dwelling. By committing oneself with a neder, a vow, neder dar, there is an artificial shelter of protection that guards over a person from danger. And this is what the Jewish people did. They took a vow. Aaron HaKohen is no longer. They were exposed to the world. Along came the first king, immediately waged war against the Jewish people. The Jewish people recognized the reason why this happened to them now and not before was because the Anani HaKavod were no longer, and Aaron HaKohen was not there to protect them in his merit. So they had to recreate the Anani HaKavod. How could they recreate, bring the Anani HaKavod back? By Yidar, the Jewish people took a collective vow. Hashem, if you help us, if you spare us from the onslaught of this evil king, we will reciprocate. We will risk our lives to go and remove from this world evil. We will obliterate these cities, which we have to understand exactly what their commitment was. But the commitment was to do something to make this world a better place by removing a force of evil at great risk to themselves, for the better of Hashem, for the Jewish people, for the world. And they were successful. We come now to Tisha B'Av. It used to be Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. We had the ultimate Ananei HaKavod. The ultimate Ananei HaKavod was the Dira, the permanent dwelling that Hashem had in this world. A bayis, a Beis HaMikdash, a holy sanctuary, a structure, a bayis, a dira, a dwelling for Hashem's presence here in this world. When Hashem is residing in his bayis in this world, the aura, the glow, the sanctity permeates the entire world. There's no greater protection than that. But unfortunately, the Anani HaKavod of this world, the Dira, the dwelling, is no longer. the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. And with that, we identify with the Jewish people at the time of the hero of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen served as a shelter in his merit of the Oyev Shalom, the Oyev Shalom. We were protected. And when Aaron HaKohen passed away, our protection passed away. Our protection dissipated. And it was necessary for us to mature very quickly and not just rely upon someone else's merit to survive, but to take responsibility, to be accountable, and to commit ourselves. Vayidar Yisrael neder leimar. In Yielukim Yimadi. Yaakov Avinu took a neder. Vayidar Yaakov neder leimar. And likewise the Jewish people. They took Vayidar Yisrael neder lahashem vayomar. That's what Chodesh Av is all about. As we come now to Chodesh Av, Rosh Chodesh Av tomorrow night, it hits us hard. Just as Aaron passed away, the Beis HaMikdash is also no longer with us. We come into the Chodesh of Av, all of the sparks of holiness are rooted in the first day of the month in Rosh Chodesh. And we come to Rosh Chodesh Av, we recognize this is the month when there is no Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was taken away. It's just like Aaron HaKohen leaving us. The Anani HaKavod dissipate. And we, more than ever, on Rosh Chodesh Av, have to step up to the plate and commit ourselves to serve Hashem better, to take seriously, with a greater intensity, our purpose on this world. And through that, we are, in essence, making a vow to Hashem. A commitment is a form of a vow, a neder, which is rooted in the word dor, a dira. And we once again bring a dome of protection, which ultimately will result in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, a permanent dira for Hashem. And with that, with the Shekhinah resting in this world, it's a different world. All the nonsense just literally evaporates. This is an idea that we dwell upon as we come to the Chodesh of Av. It's a time of Achdus, as it says, the pasuk that we just read, that when Aaron passed away, all of the Jewish people cried. Vayivku es Aaron shloshim yom, kol beis Yisrael. All of the Jewish people. And Rashi points out that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, not everyone cried. Moshe was very tough. Moshe is a leader. And that's what a leader does. A leader has to make difficult decisions. But when Aaron died, Rashi says, Kol Beis Yisrael Lecho Anoshim V'Hanoshim L'fi Shehoya Aaron Roidev Shalem U'matil Ahava Bein Bali Meriva, between those that quarreled U'vein Ish L'Ishtoi. The entire assembly, the entire Jewish people cried over his loss. Everyone in this month has to recognize the value of Shalom and take upon themselves a commitment, which is in essence a form of a neder to bring the ultimate dira back to this world. Now we merit to see in this month good news. The rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, we say three times a day, Yiratzen Lufanach Hashem Elokeinu Veloke Avoseinu Sheyivan Beis HaMikdash B'mehera V'yameinu V'tein Chalkeinu B'sarasecha V'sham Navotcha B'yira K'mi'olam V'choshanim Kadmonios. Thank you very much for coming and listening. May you all have a wonderful, successful week ahead and a blessed Chodesh Adar of Yeshuas and Nechamos for the Yachid and for Klal Yisrael. Amen. Good night.